countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
Now, haiku poetry and Shirkin Ireland, what have they got in common? Well, Patsy Atkinson, who knows all about Shirkin Ireland, is on the line to tell me a little bit more and enlighten us. Patsy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Damien, and thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. Will you first of all tell us what is haiku?
I will. Haiku is a short form of poetry that originated in Japan. And it runs over three lines. It's a very simple format. It's 17 syllables over three lines. So you've got five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. And it's almost always about nature.
And this is how the locals on Shirkin Island have been communicating with each other in a different way to try and bring a bit of fun into the last 12 months.
That's right, yeah. About 7 years ago, an artist called Tess Leake from Baltimore, which is the little fishing village where the ferry goes from to Shirkin, came across to do some workshops in haiku. And they've been talking about maybe doing a book sometime. So last March, they decided they'd get together to start formulating a plan. And, of course, lockdown came. And one of the group, Peggy Townend, suggested that maybe the best way would be to form a WhatsApp group. And so the Shirkin Haiku WhatsApp group came into being. And it's just been an absolute lifeline. The book that we've made together is called Together Apart, Haiku from a Lockdown Shirkin Island. And I think the title says it all. Like for me, because I'm not on the island, we have a holiday home there, but during lockdown couldn't be there, which, you know, was hard imagining what it's like and not being able to be there. So it really gave me a connection to the people, which was the most important thing, and a connection to the community and a connection to the seasons and the rhythm of life and even the weather, because Damien on Shirkin, literally you could have four seasons in 10 minutes. So for me to be able to sort of visualize what it's like, whether it's like fog rolling in from the sea or the glint of light on water or what the clouds were doing, this was all captured in those words.
Well, do you know what? We have a little taste of the haiku written by the group. Susan Murphy, who's an islander. Do you know Susan?
I do, and yeah. Susan very well.
Well, Susan has been very kind because she's read some of the haiku, three little pieces now. So people just listen, having listened there to Patsy explaining what haiku is about, just take a listen to this over the next minute or so. These are our three pieces written by Bridget, Tess and Peggy and spoken by Susan Murphy. And this was first broadcast on Illin FM.
Hush, breath incoming of tide on shell-littered cove, spring sunshine glancing. This field of daisies, dandelion, celandine, music to my eyes. Baby hare sits sunning, tasting new grass and learning. Patient is the kestrel. Waves across the waves, searching for listening ears. Turn the volume up.
Well, that's Susan Murphy there reading four haikus there from three different authors, Bridget, Tess and Peggy. And as Patsy was saying there, the haiku group has published a book called Together Apart, Haiku from a Locked Down Shirkin Island. And if you'd like a copy, you can email SIDS Secretary, that's SIDS and then SECRETARY, SIDS Secretary at gmail.com. Patsy, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Hopefully you'll get back to Shirkin very, very soon. And the very best of luck to everybody there in Shirkin Ireland this morning, and continue with the haiku.